When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Doctors working in Ireland's Adult National Gender Service have accused the HSE of trying to establish a new activist-led transgender service that will be dangerous for patients. And Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE lead on the National Gender Service and indeed lead on obesity and consultant endocrinologist, joins us now. Donal, if you wouldn't mind, just outline what your concerns are here.
Well, our concerns are that at a very senior level in the HSE, there is a commitment to establishing a gender-affirming model of care for managing individuals who are gender-questioning. So they had established a relationship with the Tavistock for Children and Young People, which we called out about 5 years ago and said, look, stop, it's gone fully affirming, and that's not the way it should be now. There's been an explosion in gender questioning, and that means we need to be careful before we just say it's fine to go on hormones without proper assessment.
Okay. A lot of people listening this morning, Donal, who won't be familiar with all the ins and outs of all of this, will have it in their mind that affirming is the right way. You know, the way people talk about changing their pronouns and respecting other people's social transitions and all of that. What are the concerns around the affirmation model, please?
So if, the bottom line is that, you know, we are pro-trans and we're pro-transitioning in a positive way. If you just say yes to everyone who wants to go on hormones, then you are going, without looking in some detail at the other health-related issues that are going on, then you will end up with the disasters that we saw in Tavistock. So we said stop the Tavistock link. The HSE persisted with it until Tavistock closed because it was dangerous. And then a couple of weeks ago, we find out that they've established the same kind of links with a clinic in Antwerp that is at least as bad as Tavistock, most likely worse. Then they advertise for a HSE lead for gender care. And every other HSE lead, it demands that you had been working in the area. This HSE lead position requires that you have a special interest in the area. That could be just an ideological interest, which seems to be pervasive in senior levels in the HSE. Ideology cannot direct clinical care.
Donal, I read what you had written in the Sunday Independent yesterday, and it's extremely strong. You say that people perhaps who aren't as expert as they might be involved with gender services, referring people on for transitioning and things, to do that without getting it right, you've said is incredibly negative. It could be destructive. It could even be dangerous. You've said you've been lied to, and you've said that you're being silenced and sanctioned. What is going on?
It's hard to fathom, Kira. You know, I would have every time I've gone with something obesity related, they listen to your opinion, and you guide clinical care in line with international best evidence. Here, every time we've gone along to say this isn't safe, we've been told stop saying that. None of our concerns have been addressed. They've just said stop speaking about it. And you mentioned the cancel brigade earlier. Politicians are cancelled. I've had party leaders say, no, we can't talk about this or we'll be cancelled. And when clinical care is being directed by ideology, then you've got a problem.
Activism, and are you saying that's what's
activism,
happening? Ideology, not evidence, is what's driving the ethos behind transgender care in Ireland?
At a senior level in the HSE that is not listening to our advice, I've been working in the area since 1996. I've seen the changes. I know how this needs to be done. That's how we are doing it in the adult service. But senior people in the HSE are funding a path to Antwerp that is at least as bad as Tavistock.
We asked the HSE for a statement, Donal. Now, it is a little dense in what it is, and I'll put the gist of it to you. The HSE's goal is to develop a person's...
and tortuous, Ciara.
Person-centred model of care.
There won't be any name linked to it.
No, there is no name. I will admit that. It says they want to develop a person-centred model of care, invest in integrated services that meets the needs of transgender people. They want to lead a development of updated models of care in line with the clinical review of the interim CAS report. They are advertising for something under various directives, and this is a regulation that they have to do. They've written to patients suggesting or informing them, rather, of their right to access healthcare under cross-border directives if eligible, etc. So it doesn't say much about what we're talking about this morning, but you have little faith, it would appear, in the, is it fair to say, in the bona fides behind this? The affirmation model is an activist model and is not an evidence-based model. Is that what I'm taking from this?
That is correct. Hilary Cass came over, met with our clinical team, looked at how we do it in the adult service and said, this is the gold standard for how it should be done. We're contributing to her expert review panel on the design and delivery of care. We have repeatedly said to the HSE they need to stop sending our children and young people to affirming services because we will see more of the disasters that we saw coming back from Tavistock.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Professor Donal O'Shea there. I'd love to know what people out there think about that this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.